we just bless you. Hallelujah. God, we bless you. Hallelujah. We give you praise. We give you honor. We give you glory, God. Hallelujah. We lift you up, God, and we magnify you. We glorify your name, God. We just thank you, Lord God, for all that you do, God, for everything. God, for your very presence, God, for who you are. We just want to tell you thank you, God. Thank you for your goodness. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your grace, God. Thank you, Father God, for, Lord God, touching us, Lord God, touching our minds, touching our hearts. God, pulling us out of those dark places, those sticky places, those places of despair, Lord God. Just helping us, Father God, to understand and come out of those places, Lord God. Oh, my goodness, Lord, that has us in turmoil on the inside, that has us distracted, that has us torn up, God, that has us in a place, Father God, of fear and degradation, and Lord God, that has us in a place, Lord God, that is just no place we should be. God, we just want to tell you thank you. We just want to tell you thank you, Lord. We just want to tell you thank you, God. We want to tell you thank you, God, because you do it all, Father God. You make a way out of no way. You work things out for our good. You provide, you heal, you structure, you recondition, you turn all the things around, Father God. And we just want to tell you thank you. Thank you for your goodness. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your grace. Once again, Father God, thank you, Lord God, for regulating our minds. Thank you, Lord God, for seeing about us. Individually, collectively, God, every time we come together, Lord God, as a group, God, you let your word ring out. You let your truth come forth, and we thank you for that. Thank you for showing up and meeting us on the altar. Thank you, Father God, for showing up in our individual prayer times on our own, Father God, whether we're in a car, on our job, in our bedrooms, Lord God, or even simply walking in the grocery store, we just have a moment. Those moments, God, are so precious. Those moments are so precious. They are. Because the reality, Father God, of it all is that you've already done it. You already took care of it. And all we got to do is walk in it. You're waiting on us, God, to accept. You're waiting on us to believe. You're waiting on us to trust. Because anything we do and say in your name, Father God, is if it's in your will, if we're standing in your will, if we're walking in your will, you will do it. It's in your timing and it's in your season, Father God. It may not be the same as we learned. It may not be the same as what we think or what we believe or how we look at things. But God, when you make it happen, Lord, we can't help but know. There's no denying, God, that it's your power, it's your might, it's your sovereignty, it's your glory, it's your anointing, it's your wisdom, it's your might, it's your peace, it's your love, it's your compassion, it's your hope, it's all you. It's your righteousness that you impute into the situation to make everything right. And God, we just want to tell you thank you. We just want to tell you thank you, Lord. Because you've been so, so good. Even in the midst of the turmoil, the chaos that's happening right now. God, we know that you're good. Because the chaos don't have to be on the outside of us. It can be right there in our own minds. God, and we just want to tell you thank you. Because you know how to speak a word and you will quiet a whole situation. You know how to speak a word and it will turn everything around in an instant, in a blink of an eye. Those things just change. It just changed. And we're like, what happened? And you just do it. And you're doing it right now. You're working behind the scenes. You touching our hearts and your people. You are making a way out of no way. You are opening doors and closing doors and opening eyes to ears, see and ears to hear. And oh God, you're doing so much right now. Right now. We know it, God. We just know it because you never change. You're always doing something. You're always moving around the chess pieces. You always put things in place because you got a plan for all of us. And it is good. It is good. It is good. It is good. All we got to do is trust and believe and keep walking. Put one foot in front of the other and not look back. Not look back, but keep moving, keep moving, keep moving. Oh, God, we just thank you. Because even if we stop, even if we just like, Lord, I can't do no more. You are so merciful and kind to say, come on. You're so merciful and kind that you will yank us up. And we still don't figure out how we ended up in that place.
I know that it's saying sometimes.
Oh, God, and we just thank you. We thank you. Thank you that we listen. We thank you, Father God. Hallelujah. To your words, Father God, I just thank you once again. I just thank you, Lord, for everything you are doing in our lives. And I ask, God, that you would help us to turn from our way. I'm asking, God, that you help us to listen even the more, to ponder even the more, to seek your face even the more. And those people, God, that may not be in a sanctuary, Lord God, they may not fit the word every day like some of us do. I'm asking you, Father God, to unction them, Father God, even as they're resting. They could be on their job. They could be driving down the road playing all kinds of music of doubt and unbelief and perversion. And even in that, Father God, you can speak. You can change a heart because it'll get them to thinking, and it'll get them to pondering, and it'll get them to wondering and consider and reconsider. And next thing you know, Father God, they have a heart of acceptance. They have a heart of flesh, and they want to repent. That's what you do, God. That's what you do. God, help us, Lord God, all of us to plant those seeds, Lord God. To speak your truth regardless of what it looks like or what it seems like, so that all of us can be made free. Because as we're planting, we're releasing. Lord God, help us to continue to release, God, so that you can infill us with your Holy Spirit, so that you can pour into us. Lord God, let us not be selfish and hard-hearted and stiff-necked about our own salvation. Father God, let us take our hands. Help us, Lord, as we take our hands off of your business. I ask God in the name of Jesus, Lord God, touch your people on today. Touch those that are saved. Touch those that are unsaved. Touch those that don't know. And touch those that shouldn't know or won't even consider, Father God. Change the hearts. God, go amongst your people. Go in and out, Father God, and touch, Lord God, that they can forgive, that they can let go, that they can be renewed in the mind, transformed. Lord God, refreshed, God, in the name of Jesus, that they won't stay in the same place as they used to be. God, that they would kind of want to move forward, Lord God, but may not know how. God, send somebody, Lord God, that would help them to understand your truth. Send them to a sanctified altar, Father God, that they can receive the truth. Because not every church, Lord God, has the truth. But we're asking you, God, to touch the hearts of the pastors, the leaders, those that are in charge, that they will get out of themselves. Oh, God, that they won't want filthy lucre, that they're not out for the stuff. Lord God, that you would change their hearts, Father God, that they would teach the people your truth, Father God, that you would be able to pour into them things that will help your people to be victorious. And it's not all about the stuff. It's not all about what we can get from the Lord, but it's about how our relationship is with him. God, help us. Help us, Lord. Help us, Lord, in our relationships. Father God, regardless of what the other person may do, help us to stay in your word. Help us to stay, Father God, in the truth. Because your word cannot return unto you void. It has to break some chains. It has to break through. It has to. Something's got to change. And we're standing on your word. We will stand firm. Stand firm on your promises. Wow. Wow. It's been a few days, Lord. Just a few days since I've had my last encounter with you. And I just appreciate you, Lord, for how you even have me speaking differently. Jesus. God, I just appreciate you. And I thank you, Lord God, for the transformation that's taking place in my life, in my relationships with my family. God, I just thank you. God, I ask that you give everybody a heart to receive everything that you have for them. Lord God, help them to understand that it may take some pain. It may take some breaking. It may take some hurts. But some stuff had to be broken open in order for it to get the proper healing, the proper nutrients, in order for it to heal in the proper way, to change our perspective and outlook and how we see things. Oh my God, Lord. I'm asking you, Jesus, touch our minds, touch our hearts, and help us to receive what you have for us, whatever it is, help us to receive, because it all is going to work out for our good. You won't give a rebuke unless we need it. You won't give a chastisement unless we need it. You won't give a gift unless we need it. And you're so open that you even give us, Lord God, things that we desire. Father, I just bless you. Prepare our hearts for what is to come. Prepare our hearts for what is next. Prepare our hearts for what your plan is. God, help us to stay in your will. Help us to walk out the plan and the purpose that you have already ordained from the beginning of time. Lord God, before we even were named, before our parents came together, you had a plan. If it's not too late, Lord, we know how you operate, and you already knew our decisions and our choices even before we made them. I think that's what gives us even more confidence and assurance, Lord, because you already knew and you already have laid out the steps. You already made a plan and a backup plan and any other plan that was needed, because we don't think like you think. We don't think like you think. So, Father God, we're trying to express it in words that we cannot even comprehend exactly how you move. We know, Father God, you're like the wind. You can turn one way and then the other in the next second. All we need to do is trust and believe that everything you're doing is for our good, is for our learning, is for help us to mature and grow and come into the full knowledge of you. Help us, Lord, to receive everything that you have for us. God, I'm asking you in the name of Jesus that you touch each and every individual that comes into this sanctuary, that you touch each and every item in this sanctuary, that your spirit would just be saturated in this place as people come in, Father God, they feel your presence. Father God, stir up the gifts in your people. Each and every one of us have gifts. Stir them up, Father God, and may they operate, Lord God, according to your plan, according to your will. God, release your anointing, God, that people be free, that people can get some change broken, that some realities, God, can come into check, that we can walk in your reality, not in the place of this earth, Father God, in the things of the world, that we are not caught up in the cares of the world, but we're walking in your reality, your truth, that we're standing firm in you, assured and confident in you. That when we leave this place, every time we enter, when we leave this place, let us not be the same, God. Help us to receive something that has transformed, and that seed, that planted, let it burst out and grow and bring forth the fruits of the Spirit, Lord. Oh my goodness, it's so much, Lord. It's so much, God. Feed us, Lord, your wisdom. Feed us your instruction. Feed us your insight. Feed us, God, so that we know how to speak to those around us, so we know how to talk, so that we know how to communicate and not be afraid, embarrassed, ashamed, or worry about what they may do or how they may act. Help us, God, to stay rooted and grounded in you, knowing that you are our protector, you are our shield. God, you are our defender. And it does not matter what they do or what they say, but it's you, Father God, it is you that are the protector. You are our shield. You are our fortress. You are everything we need, and nothing and no one can do anything to stop us. Because we're walking in you, God, I just bless you. And I thank you, Lord God, for what you're doing. I thank you for how you're doing it. I thank you, Father God, for the renewed mindset, the transformations, the new. God, I thank you, God, that you're pulling us out of the old and out of the past and bringing us into the new. All things new. All things new. Oh, God, I just bless you, Lord, that you don't want to leave nobody behind. Oh, Lord. I bless you on today. Every prayer request, Lord God, that's on the altar, in the hearts, spoken or unspoken, I'm asking, Father, that you consider every prayer that's being brought up before you. God, whenever it was sent up, whether it was 10 years ago, 50 years ago, or less minutes ago, God, give your people the courage to stand. Let them not grow weary in well-doing. Lord God, let them not doubt. Lord, let them not doubt. You are a faithful God. You are righteous God. And your word is true. You have not forgotten about no one. You're not a man. You cannot lie. Your word is true. And everything else is a lie. God, help your people to receive. Receive the truth. Open heart. God, we just bless you and we just thank you. We thank you, we thank you, we thank you, we thank you for your covering on today, Lord. We thank you. Touch the children, touch them in their minds. Help them, Father God, to say no to the flesh. Help them to say no to temptations. Help them to say no, Father God, to the lies. And help them to gravitate to you. Cover our children, Lord. Keep them safe from all her harmful angels, seen and unseen. And we're asking God to save. Save them from themselves. Save them from the lie. Help them to be free. Show them your love, God. They have to learn on their own. They can't learn from their parents. They have to learn who you are for themselves. Give them a heart to accept. No matter what we say, no matter how many times we try to encourage them and pour into them, God, they got to learn on their own. God, give us the courage to take our hands off of their lives and allow you to be God in their lives. That's not easy, Lord, because we don't want our children to hurt like we hurt and go through what we've gone through. But I'm asking you, Father God, give us the courage to continue to intercede on their behalf and love on them as you allow us to love on them. And God, I'm asking that you will help them, Father God. Let them not have a grudge or be resentful and bitter. But God, give them a heart to cry out to you. Give them a heart to cry out to you because you can be their God even in a young age. Help them to receive. Even now, Father God, in the midst of the frustration, even in the midst of us, I'm acting out. God, help them. God, let it just a light bulb go off. And they recognize and realize, Lord God, that you can do just what you did for us, the parents. Help them, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Not to lean to their own understanding and be deceived by what they see or what they hear. Father God, help them to either seek you or go to somebody and ask. And if the answer is not given to them, Father God, give them the heart to say, Lord, I don't understand. Help me, Lord, to make the right choices and right decisions in my life. God, help all your people, young and old, rich and poor, sick or in health, desperate or nonchalant, whatever state that they're in, we know that we need you. We need you, Lord. Help us to put that pride down and recognize no matter what, whether we're on top or in the valley, we need you in the midst of it all, God. And we just thank you. We thank you. And we bless you. We bless you. We love you and appreciate you. We're so grateful, Lord. We're so grateful. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.